This weekend marks the centenary of the sack of Balbriggan, which took place on September the 20th, 1920. Seamus Lawless and Sean Gibbons were taken from their homes by the police reinforcements assigned by the British to the Royal Irish Constabulary during the War of Independence. The Black and Tans killed the men and burnt down parts of the town in what is now known as the Sack of Balbriggan in reprisal for the IRA's killing of two RIC men. Sinead Hussey reports.
It was a tragedy for our family and...
Mary English says the murder of her grandfather by the Black and Tans in Balbriggan, County Dublin, 100 years ago, has left a lasting impact on her family. For years, she said many of them found it hard to speak about what happened.
We never sat down at any family, even when they came home from America in 1970. They never sat down and said, this is what happened to us that night. They just got up and got on with their lives, the whole lot of them, you know. But there was a sadness in the house.
Mary English's grandfather was Seamus Lawless. He was a barber. Both he and another man, Sean Gibbons, were taken from their homes on the night of September 20th, 1920, by the police reinforcements assigned by the British to the RIC during the War of Independence. Their actions were in response to the shooting dead earlier that day by the IRA of a senior RIC man and injuring his brother in a pub in the town. Jim Walsh is from Balbriggan Historical Society.
Now I'll take up Willie Corcoran's tape from memory. He said, Jack Thompson and John Gilday walked into the bar and said, there's murder up in the bar. That was Willie Corcoran's exact wording. So he was referring to an altercation that was occurring up in Mary Smith's bar. He told Rock that he had two guns and ammunition stored in a hayrick in Clenard Street. He was ordered to collect them. He came back, he handed one gun to Michael Rock. And then Michael Rock's commentary then, they actually walked up in the darkness towards the pub. And I actually have with me, if you wish, I can just quote directly now for you. I just brought with me the appropriate section from Michael Rock's statement as given in 1956. He said, we went to the back door of the public house, that's Willie Corcoran and he, where the Tans were. As we entered, we could see the Tans had hold of a man named Monks. I think that might have been a man called Patrick Monks from Clenard Street. And some other civilians who had been drinking in the pub. When I ordered them to clear out, instead of doing so, they made a rush at me. I had no option but to fire. I shot one of the head constables dead and wounded the other, who later recovered. Then my pal and I, that's Willie Corcoran, cleared out the back door and got safely away.
An estimated 150 Black and Tans stationed at nearby Gormanstown Camp entered Balbriggan that evening and destroyed many buildings, assaulted numerous people and killed two men. Jim Walsh explains.
They torched John Durham's pub and house on the corner of Clenard Street and Bridge Street. He was the father of Jimmy Durham. They torched Connolly's pub. They torched the Gladstone Inn. They torched John Landy's thatched premises. And up Clenard Street, and they torched at least 12 cottages, six which belonged to local O'Neill brothers and six which were built by Balroger Rural District Council. And these, of course, would have harboured 12 families, working class people, if you like, in the town. So they would have been literally overnight without house and home.
Yeah, so that commemorative plaque is, it says, near this spot where they were brutally gone to death.
Sean Gibbons was 25 when he was killed. Seamus Lawless was 47. He left behind a wife and 8 children. Mary English says her grandmother didn't have it easy after his killing.
Probably the Irish government weren't very kind to her. They never gave her a pension because she got money from the British government. And she tried all through her life, in actual fact, I think it was my dad kept at them, all through her life to compensate her, to give her a pension, and they never gave it to her. And I have all the paperwork related to that. 20 times she applied for a pension and she never got it.
This weekend marks the centenary of the sack of Balbriggan. COVID restrictions have meant a more low-key commemoration. But relatives and those living in Balbriggan say what happened will never be forgotten.
The great-grandchildren are very interested, and my nephew is interested. And they want to know more information about it. You know, and the family are going out to Belscadden to lay wreaths on the graves on Sunday after Mass. Oh. So, you know, we're getting together.
That was Mary English ending that report from our North East correspondent, Sinead Hussey. It's